listen while you list. VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. And of course, I'm not Griff. I'm Lee filling in for Griff because he didn't come on real fast there. You know, success on eBay doesn't happen overnight, right? It's a process. And here now to share his 10 steps to success on eBay is Christopher Leslie. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller, man of vintage, all one word. And to his friends, he's known as Golden Pineapple. So, GP, what's the first step to a successful business on eBay?
First of all, print business cards with your social media links and your website or eBay store name. Pass them out to anyone and everyone. You never know when this could result in a someone sees your card and results in a sale. Also include the card with every order that you ship out. I do that pretty regular around here, and I'm surprisingly most of my sales are local.
Well, you know, a lot of people believe that you don't need business cards anymore because we have cell phones and things. That is not true. Even though we're in the digital age, you know, digital devices, smartphones, they're everywhere. But it doesn't make it easier or faster to give somebody your business contact information. And in some
business cards are more popular than ever now. I mean, a lot of the older generation prefer to do things the old fashioned way. Like, you know, they'll look through the classified ads in a printed newspaper. And I know several people that still keep printed business cards and Rolodexes. You know, so no, I don't buy into that. They're still hot.
Yeah, in some cultures, if you hand somebody a business card and they don't hand you one back, you might as well just fold up your tent and go home. Because they still want it. Hi, Griff, are you back with us?
I am back, yes.
Hi,
thank you.
We lost you.
No worries.
So is branding important to you, Golden Pineapple?
Yes, it is. And I try to keep it consistent across all selling platforms and social media. I use the same name on eBay as I do on Pinterest, Twitter, and Facebook. It's also on the business cards as well. I still use the Golden Pineapple name, but I have it reserved for another project that I'm working on.
So
you're probably surprised. Man of Vintage. You're like, wait a minute, I thought he was Golden Pineapple.
Man of Vintage is a wonderful name, don't you think so, Griff?
I do, yes.
I like it a lot. How'd you come up with Golden Pineapple?
It's very Yoda-ish. I was looking for a URL, a domain name on GoDaddy, and the Vintage Man was already taken. I'm like, man, I really like that name. So I put Man of Vintage in, and no one had taken. I'm like, oh, that's mine.
That's it. It's a wonderful name. So we're talking we know him as Golden Pineapple, Christopher Leslie.
Yes.
And he's sharing his 10 steps to success on eBay. And the first one, Griff, in case you missed it, was print business cards right off the bat. And they're cheap as heck, and you can buy them on eBay.
Right.
Right? And number two was branding is very important. Keep your branding consistent across all selling platforms. Like for you, Griff, it would be Griffville.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Everybody loves Griffville.
Well.
Yeah, it's a great,
I do.
It's a great name.
I think
it's
cool.
It's a great name. It's way cool.
It is.
It's not just a store. It's a destination.
So what's your third step?
Use all 12 photos if possible. Shoot every possible angle, especially close-ups of any damage or condition issues.
What about your description?
Keep it short and concise, and then post it as left side justified with bullet points. Never just say, look at photos. That turns off a buyer fast.
I have seen people put that on it. Look at photos.
I hate that. That is just that's just pure laziness.
And
that's all that is.
What they're saying is, I don't have time for you, so go look at the photos.
Right. Even when you do a decent listing, you'll still get people that ask questions, which brings me to number five. Always answer all customer questions as soon as possible. And then when I do reply to the question, I usually answer with an offer, which that usually results in a sale. You know, that means, oh, you paid attention, you read it, and wow, you were making me an offer. Sure, I'll buy.
There's a real person.
Who doesn't like an offer? Exactly. They appreciate that. I get a lot of automated stuff when I buy stuff. And I'm like, I don't like chat bots. I don't like answer bots. I think that's so impersonal. Even though I hate to say it, the wave of the future now, and I'm not going to go with it. I like one-on-one customer service. Treat people the way I like to be treated.
And you'll rise above the others because of it also.
Exactly, and you do. I learned some of this stuff over the course of time, and then last year, at last year's eBay Open, I changed some of my customer service tactics, and for the first time ever, well, I wouldn't say the first time, but first time ever in a long time, I'm top-rated seller. You know, that's, wow, I never thought I'd ever hit that. And I don't really worry about the discounts. If I get them, I get them. But getting that badge of honor really means a lot to me. It means that my hard work is paying off, you know.
It's important. So we've heard your top five so far. What is your sixth step?
Offer fast and free shipping. I also offer priority shipping as a discount. I figure if I'm going to pay for economy shipping myself, which is usually first class, $3, why not give them the discount on the priority and then only charge them $3 to $4 for priority? And that also, when you do as a customer, if you search for an item and you also ship priority, that bumps you up in search as having a lower cost of shipping. I've gotten many a sale that way. I just started doing that within the last 30, 45 days, and I've gotten a bump in sales.
There you go.
Even though they don't always go with that option, they always go with the free economy, you know, but I had one got bumped up the other day. They paid the extra $4 for priority, and the guy sent me a message like, how are you doing priority so cheap? I said, I'm passing on, you know, I was willing to pay economy, so I'm passing on that additional discount for priority. Why not?
Do you take returns?
Does that make sense?
Do you take returns?
Yes, I do. I offer 30-day returns, no questions asked. You don't like it, you don't have to tell me why. You didn't use it, whatever, just send it to me. But here's the weird part. Pre-eBay Open last year, I did 14-day returns. I got a couple of returns. But ever since I've done the 30-day, I don't think I've had a single return in almost a year.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it really... They explained in the class, the seminar, that offering a 30-day return relieves the burden of, oh, I got to get it out. I got to return it. I got to return it. I only have 14 days. So then people make up any and every excuse to return it, even if it's a baloney story.
Or they start the clock. They start the clock if it's 2 weeks.
Right. With 30 days, if they go, I've already had it 30 days, there's no sense in return. I'll go ahead and keep it. You know, I don't even get partial refunders anymore. You know, it's like, why? He said he'll take it in 30 days no matter what. You know, and people are, well, aren't you worried about being scammed? Well, that's part of business. You know, doesn't matter if you have a brick and mortar, if you sell online, you're going to have risk, you're going to have theft, you're going to have shrinkage, you're going to have scammers. You just got to suck it up, buttercup.
And go for it. So we're on number 8 now. How do you pack your items?
Pack it as if you were the customer receiving the item. No one likes cheap packaging. I include a packing slip with both my address and the customer's address in the event the original shipping label gets destroyed. Usually attach, you know, my business card and maybe, you know, a little thought gift. You know I'm from New Orleans. Although lately I've been based out of Seattle now for the last 6 months. I've been doing a little traveling. So no matter where I'm at, wherever I'm shipping, usually, you know, I'll put a little space needle pin or something like that. 9, if an item doesn't sell as an individual listing, try grouping it with other like items and sell as a collection. I got that idea from Danny Ackerman. I never thought about doing that, but it really does work.
Bundling.
And then the last and not least, consider selling an item as on behalf of a charity every now and then. It helps drive new traffic to your store and listings, and it helps out that charity. I've been known to support a number of local groups, everything from bunny rescue to anti-crime initiatives. And a lot of people are like, oh, wow, I didn't know you sold on eBay. You know, people still ask me if I sell on eBay for them, which I don't. I don't do consignment anymore. There's just not enough money in it for me. But that's it in a nutshell.
So let me go.
If you follow those 10 tips, I guarantee you will become top-rated seller.
Okay, let's go over them again. Number 1, print business cards.
Yep.
Number 2 is keep your branding consistent across all selling platforms. Number 3 is use all 12 photos if at all possible. Number 4 is keep your description short. Number 5, answer customer questions ASAP. That was a big one for you. That's an important one.
Oh, yeah.
Number 6.
I answer them at 4 in the morning.
Number 6, offer fast and free shipping. Number seven, yep. offer 30-day returns or longer.
Right.
Number eight, pack as if you were the customer. I like that, Griff.
Yeah.
Number nine, if an item doesn't sell, try grouping it with like items. Bundling sometimes works. And number 10, consider selling an item for charity. And, of course, you can do it with eBay Charity. Very easy. Just click on one little thing, and you can give a percentage of your sales to it. Well, listen, Golden Pineapple, we know you've been through a lot, like a lot of entrepreneurs have.
Oh, yeah.
And you appear to have landed on your feet.
I'm trying.
And we're
I'm trying. I've still got training wheels on, but I'm getting back to my normal self. It's been an odyssey, so to speak.
Well, we're happy to have you back.
I met up with Brian. I was in Las Vegas just about a week ago. I was there for 11 days. Took a little bit of a sabbatical and met up with Brian Goodman and hung out with him for a while. It was really nice to hang out with people that know me, and we can talk eBay and nobody looks at us stupid.
You ready to go back to Vegas in July?
Oh yeah, already made my reservations, booked my flight, just waiting for registration to open.
Yay!
If you miss out on eBay open, I it's well worth the money spent. It's just, I can't even describe it. I don't know. I learned so much and get to see my peers. And with me, I'm always thinking outside the box. How can I improve my business?
Christopher Leslie, thank you so much for being with us.
This segment was brought to you by 6Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Up next, a top-rated eBay journey. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Endesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Endesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Peace de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Endesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at endicia.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
We're always on the lookout for interesting and relevant eBay Radio guests who can help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with your fellow sellers, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com. Click on past episodes to get to the archives. Then click on Be a Guest at the top of any archives page and fill out the web form. We'll get back to you ASAP and maybe see you on the radio soon.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Hop on down the bunny trail to more sales this Easter with a celebration of all things spring. List anything pastel, flowered, or suitable for an Easter basket, as well as anything bunny or egg-related. Promote any crosses you may have, such as pendants or earrings, and don't put all your marketing eggs in one basket. Make an Easter collection on eBay, then put together an Easter items and ideas board on Pinterest. Post Easter recipes or fun ways to color eggs on your Facebook business page with a link to your store. Tweet links to your most Eastery items. Finally, look for Easter decor on clearance and stock up for next year.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.